This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Addressing scours and tips for debugging sick calves with Dr. Melissa Cantor of Precision Dairy Science at Penn State University. She has some tips on debugging sick calves when it comes to scours.
We know disease detection is important, most importantly for our baby calves. And when we think about replacement heifer selection in general, we're seeing much higher input costs. Dr. Paul Fricke said that in Wisconsin, $2,200 to raise that heifer from the baby calf phase all the way out to when she's calving and giving milk. So again, these animals are really expensive to raise. And if there's ways that we can really more efficiently manage scours to where we have less of it, I think it's going to be a better thing more in the long run for our farms, because again, we're more selective about which heifers we keep because they're so expensive to raise. And at the end of the day, we all just want to raise a really nice, healthy calf that becomes a productive cow. But as dairy farmers know, that's not reality. A lot of animals do get some sort of disease along the way. Management factors are something we can control. Everyone knows colostrum is the first step. Pretty much every farm I work with has a beautiful protocol on paper. They know Dr. Sandra Godden has done an excellent job getting the word out that it's got to be squeaky clean. It's got to be at least 10% body weight. We got to give it right away. But many farms are not testing their calves. So you might have a beautiful protocol on paper, but if you aren't actually taking serum on your baby calves, so again, that would be 24 hours after colostrum to about 3 to 4 or 5 days of age, that range, you have no idea if your protocol is being carried out by your staff. So the first and foremost step I tell people, if we're dealing with at least half of our calves getting scours in that first 3 weeks of life, check your colostrum protocol. Make sure things are tight and working the way they should be. Vets love to test calves for passive immunity. It's one of their favorite things to do, in my opinion. So have them pull some blood on your calves the next time they're doing a herd health check on you, those young calves, and check it. You can even check it yourself. You could leave these in the fridge overnight. That serum will separate naturally, and you can look at it through a Brix refractometer, the same thing we use to check colostrum quality. And over 8.2%, we know we're doing a good job. If a calf fails, she's 2 times more likely to die. And even if the calf survives, she's 80% more likely to require antibiotics at some point in that first 3 months of life. So again, these calves are costing us a lot of headaches and money. And of course, when we think about being stewards of good animal care, we really want to make sure our colostrum program is on track. Ventilation is more commonly discussed when we're talking about respiratory disease, and certainly that's true. But moisture is the number one enemy for our calves. So if we're trying to minimize scours, we got to get this environment for our calves nice and dry. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a facility doing such a stellar job pressure washing and cleaning everything out and removing all the bedding, and then they fail to dry out the surface. So again, it's really important to make sure that that's dry, because that is what kills crypto, drying the surface out. The most important thing for a calf dealing with scours is keeping her hydrated. It is fundamental to keeping that calf successful. And you might ask why. Calves can have a lot of complications from scours because of dehydration. They can actually have low blood sugar, where they literally become like a diabetic, where they become hypoglycemic. And these calves can head down a bad path in a very quick way, especially if milk is only coming twice a day, like it is on most farms. So again, we've got to get fluids to those calves to get them back on track, to make sure that they don't end up with low blood sugar and these other things. So electrolytes in between feedings is very, very important for these calves.
That's Dr. Melissa Cantor, Assistant Professor, Precision Dairy Science at Penn State University, on Dairy Radio Now.
How might various food labels indicating sell, use, and best buy dates impact both food waste and, in turn, grocery cost? That information is what USDA and the Food and Drug Administration hope to obtain via a joint request for information.
We're asking 13 different broad questions that we hope anybody in the public will answer one question or all 13 of them and provide us information that will give us better understanding of how these date labels are determined, how consumers perceive them, and what impact they have.
Greg Jaffe, Senior Advisor for the Office of the Secretary, said comment on food date labeling is being accepted through the Federal Register until February 1st. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.